David tells us to give up trying typical weight loss strategies, things like willpower, dieting, and resisting eating. He now explains why these practices don't work.
Those are what common sense tells you, but actually they don't work. You know, diets don't work. Well, of course, you've already tried all those, and if they worked, you wouldn't be listening to this. Wisdom and an understanding of functional hypoglycemia, of hyperinsulinism, and the things we're talking about today. And also, of course, the way you can get rid of hunger, as I said, is to lay down for 5 minutes. And people say, I can't control my eating. I say, well, you know what it is? You don't want to be bothered laying down for 5 minutes. That's true. You'll see people complain about it, and when's the last time you lay down and surrender to it? They don't. So there's the willingness to do what is necessary to handle this problem until you've reformed a new habit formation. So there's always a discomfort when you're changing one habit into another, a slight nuisance. If you tell somebody who's used to driving 30 miles an hour that you have to drive 25 in this city, it'll be a nuisance to them for a while until they change their driving habit, and then 25 miles an hour seems like a reasonable speed, but it's a big annoyance. So you're going 30, oh, you're only supposed to go 25. Oh, well, just stop reminding me, you know what I mean? Anger comes up. 5 miles an hour, a person will get anger and even go into a rage about it. In other words, you eat a high-protein diet and you do all the dietary things we've discussed about, avoiding the certain sugars that automatically put weight on you, and you switch to a high-protein diet. So it's really quite simple if you switch to a high-protein diet, especially with a lot of roughage, a lot of celery and other stuff, so you get a lot of jaw action there, chewing up the celery. And just the eating this itself. People eat for emotional comfort, don't they? A lot of emotional comfort eating.